Welcome to Balanced Wellness. I am your host, Kaylee Aldridge. If you are looking to create balance in your life, you are in the right spot. I know how stressful and overwhelming life can be, so I will be here each week to inspire, educate, and empower you to create a blissfully balanced lifestyle that includes four parts of self: mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional. I'm so eager to guide you on your wellness journey. Thank you so much for being here. Let's dive in. Hey guys, welcome to Tip of the Week. And something that I just wanted to share with you guys this week for a tip is actually from a conversation that I was having with a client of mine the other day. And they were like, how can I just reduce my pain? And what can I do for that? And so a lot of times there's things that we can do at home to reduce our pain, like stretching and, ice or heat and things like that. But sometimes they're like, well, what if that's not enough? Like, how do I know when I need to go to a chiropractor or physical therapy or get a massage? So that's something I want to kind of dive in today and talk about, is something that's maybe not new, but maybe you guys have seen it or heard about it. And so I just want to share and kind of bring some awareness to it and put this out there for you guys. And it's something called cupping therapy. So this is a treatment that I do along with my massages in my massage therapy room. So if you've had it done, chiropractors sometimes do it, massage therapists. And I don't know if physical therapy does cupping therapy or not, actually. I didn't even think about that. But anyway, it's a type of therapy that you can get done. And it is amazing for a lot of different things. So if you're over on the podcast, you might want to join the Facebook community. I'm going to actually kind of demo this a little bit. So if you're over on the podcast, you can definitely tune in here. But if you want to see the full like demo version live of this, tune into the Facebook community. The link is below in the show notes. So, but anyway, a couple things of what it does. So it helps with range of motion. So range of motions in several different ways, but just say you have a kink in your neck, like you wake up and you have a kink in your neck and you can't turn your neck because you're like, ow, this is as far as I can turn my neck. I can't like look over here, right? Cupping therapy is amazing for that because it will actually help to loosen that adhesion or that tight spot, that trigger point is what we like to call it here in massage therapy. And so that you can, it can release that and loosen that so that you can turn your, you know, the muscles can loosen so that you can turn your neck all the way. And so that's obviously in any body part. I just gave the neck for an example because that seems to be a common one. So it will definitely help to increase your range of motion if you wake up stiff. It can also help loosen any adhesions and trigger points. So if you're like, oh, like you come in and you're like, my arm hurts right here. And it's like, oh, okay, cool. So you probably have a trigger point there. So you can put a cup on that specific area and it will loosen that trigger point, which is like a tender point, if you will, in your muscle belly. So it's great for that. It also helps to increase blood flow. And there's just like numerous benefits. It helps to decrease the toxins in your body. And so it just really reduces pain. So just like it can go, the list and the benefits of cupping therapy, you guys can Google more of them if you want, but the list is literally endless. It's amazing. I love it. And it's awesome. So let me just show you kind of how it works here. So cups can be different for every single person. So if you go to say your local chiropractor or massage therapist, their cups might not look like my cups because there's silicone cups and there's plastic cups and there is glass cups and there's just like so many different ones. But, so this is how it's done. So just say you're wanting to, say where you want is right here. So the therapist will just apply it here and then it just kind of sucks your skin up to, it's hard to do this one-handed, release the suction here. It will suck your skin up or where that adhesion, that trigger point, whatever that is, it will suck it up into the cup. So you can see that there. And then trying to release without releasing the suction. And it will stay like that. So this keeps coming undone because I can't do two things. I don't have seven arms, but I do want to show you how this works because I know a lot of people are nervous about receiving this. And also if you just don't know about it, it can look really, really painful, but it's really not at all. So, so let's try this again. Okay. There, that's going to work better. So you do that. Your skin just kind of sucks up into the cup like that. See? So this does not hurt. I mean, this maybe feels like somebody's like gently pinching you, but it doesn't, it's not painful. It doesn't hurt. And so I leave the cups on and you can leave the cups on for up to 10 minutes. Now, if it's a new injury or something like that, I don't like to do it for that long. Or if you're brand new to cupping, or if you have high blood pressure, or if you're diabetic, those are kind of like the only contraindications, if you will, with cupping that you need to be careful about. But yeah, so it just stays here just like this. Like I said, it doesn't hurt. And I have a whole slew of cups in this box here. So you might only get one cup put on, but typically I put several cups on a client at one time. So if their neck is tight, let's go back to this example while this one's chilling, because I want to show you the after effect of this. So like you can put it right here on the neck, and you can put it all the way down to like your shoulder, or even like down your spine, like that space between like your shoulder blade and your spine. So I kind of will address like where the pain's coming from. I'm going to let this hang out. And you know, your therapist or whoever, your chiropractor, will kind of be able to determine like how many cups you need and where they all need to be put. So it's pretty cool. It's also amazing for low back or like sciatica, type of issues. I love cupping for that as well. SI, tight, like I have a lot of people that have really tight IT bands, like if you're a runner. So cupping is just good. It's amazing for so many different things. So, okay, I'm going to show you what some people get nervous about. So if you guys remember Michael Phelps in the Olympics several years ago, this is what he had, like those circles that were all over his back. He was receiving cupping therapy. So a lot of athletes get it done. So anyway, you can leave them on. I'm going to go ahead and take this off. So it's really simple to take it off. Like obviously you can see it's like doesn't hurt at all. You just release the pressure or release the suction, if you will. And then, so this might not be a good example because I obviously didn't really need it there, but okay. So if you see, like, I just have like a red ring there where the cup was. So this can turn like purple or blue, sometimes, not all the times. So if you really have a reduced blood supply there or like reduced blood flow in that area, or if that area really was truly tight or tense and, there's like some restrictions there, it will get pretty purple and pretty red. So, and it's normal. And the marks will stay maybe for 3 or 4 days. But typically they go away after about a day or two. And so sometimes I get cupping done and I forget, and people are like, what happened to your neck? Like if I have my hair up in a ponytail, I'm like, I don't know, but I forget that they do leave some marks if it's needed. If the treatment is needed, there will be some marks left there. So I just wanted to share this, as a tip this week, more so to bring awareness to cupping therapy. Cause some people are like, I don't know what it is, or they're really intimidated by it, or I'll explain it to people and they'll like see this and they're like, what are you going to do to me? Like, it's just the suction gun. It's not a big deal. So anyway, that's why I like to share this, or that's why I thought to share this today, because I wanted to bring awareness to what it is and how it can really help you if you feel like you have limited range of motion, or if you have pain, or if you wake up with like a kink in your neck, or like, oh my gosh, my back hurts all of a sudden. Cupping therapy can be really beneficial for your body to help alleviate that pain a little bit quicker. So all right, that is all I wanted to share with you guys today. So wherever you are, if you are curious about cupping therapy, maybe Google it and see if somebody local to you offers it. If you feel like, hey, that's something I definitely want to try, or I feel like I could definitely benefit from that, Google it, or maybe ask around to some physical therapy or some chiropractor's offices, massage therapists, and see if they provide this service or this type of therapy with their regular treatments, because it can be pretty awesome. So I do offer this in my massages. I've never had any client be like, oh my gosh, I don't want that again, or I hate that, or that was terrible. People always come back. They're like, can you do that cupping stuff again? I'm like, yes, absolutely. It's like kind of my favorite part. So, all right, that's what I wanted to share with you guys. Again, if you're over here on the podcast, you guys can tune into the Facebook community if you want to see this a little bit live. Be live every single week for a tip of the week. So that's my tip of the week for you guys. A simple way to help just reduce pain, increase range of motion, and just have healthier muscles. So, all right, see you guys next time. Hey there, real quick before you go, I would love for you to join me over in my private Facebook group called Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. If you would love to just see a little bit more of my content, stay up to date with any events that I have going on, both online and in person, that is an amazing way to stay up to date. And plus just to get to know me a little bit better as well. So the link for that is down in the show notes, but it's Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. One last thing too, I would love for you to rate, review, and share the podcast. We are in the top 5% of podcasts globally. probably. But of course, I'm always looking to grow my audience and then also just spread the word a little bit more about what we love to talk about here on the podcast. So it's totally free. You can rate it, review it, and share it, and I would greatly appreciate it. So thank you again for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon.